This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's bid to become a candidate to join the EU will get a clear signal next week. The bloc's chief, Ursula von der Leyen, announced in a surprise visit to Kyiv. Von der Leyen said talks she held with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will enable us to finalize our assessment by the end of next week. It's the first time the EU has publicly given timing on when the Commission will deliver its opinion. The bloc's 27 member countries need to decide whether to allow Ukraine to start accession negotiations. And Volodymyr Zelensky has urged international pressure to end a Russian naval blockade of Black Sea ports that has choked off his country's grain exports, threatening a global food crisis. Zelensky said in a video address to the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit in Singapore, the world will face an acute and severe food crisis and famine in many countries of Asia and Africa. Meantime, authorities in the Moscow-occupied city of Kherson in southern Ukraine have handed out Russian passports to local residents for the first time, news agencies reported. Russia's TASS agency says 23 Kherson residents received a Russian passport at a ceremony through a simplified procedure facilitated by a decree signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. And on the battlefront, Ukraine's president says his country's forces are involved in very difficult battles, including in the eastern Donbass region, where Russia has focused its firepower. Ukrainian troops are doing everything to stop the offensive of the occupiers, Zelensky said. He added in his address that Ukraine must not allow the world to divert its attention away from what is happening. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued scathing criticism of Moscow and its goals in Ukraine at